Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the podcast Unmapped, a podcast produced by me, Hannah, a girl grown up in a tiny town in China and made her way to live in 5 different countries, curiously driven by the diversity of the world. In this podcast, I explore the perspectives from different people on life-changing subjects. By doing so, I hope to get a sneak peek into the immense choices we have in this life. Before we jump into the first episode, let me tell you a bit about me and the reason why I created this podcast. As you probably understood by now, English is not my native language. I grew up in a small town in Sichuan province of China with 50,000 population, which in the scale of China is tiny. In a city where most people didn't care enough to learn English, I was lucky to have a mother who was passionate about English when she was at my age. As a matter of fact, she was so good at it that her classmates used to call her the living dictionary. Every summer, she would organize extracurricular English class for students at our home by putting away our television in the living room and putting a blackboard instead. At the age of 4, I was forced to attend all of her English classes every summer. Fascinated by this new language, I remember that I locked myself in the bedroom one day and carefully recorded myself on a blank cassette. "Hi everyone, nice to meet you. How are you? I'm Hannah." And then I started recounting my day. In a remote town deeply hidden in the mountains, it was beyond my wildest dream to think that I would one day really go abroad and use English to communicate. Today, I get a warm rush in my heart when I catch myself speaking to a recorder again, after 20 years. But somewhere I know that I am driven by the exact same curiosity. Growing up in a tiny town in China means growing up with a set of values and life-changing choices which I consider as given. Up until college, I saw the word of choice as sailing down a river between a mountain valley, where the mainstream means default choice, safety, and fast track. If you ever drifted into a side stream, it most probably means destruction, failure, waste of time, and setbacks. So what was the default choice for me at that time? Let's say, in an alternative universe where I continued sailing down the mainstream, life would probably have been checking one milestone after another. Graduating from a good college, doing a master's degree if I wish, finding a job, getting married before 30, having children 2 to 3 years after that. But I drifted away. It all started in 2012, 1 year after I joined university. I went abroad to Sri Lanka for the first time with a voluntary program in my university. I had nowhere to map this decision in my river of choice. I could not explain so many things I saw. It was a whole different reality that I didn't know ever existed. Over there, people were walking barefoot, both at home and outside. People were bathing in the river and showering in cold water. They also woke up every morning to chant and worship Buddha. They give alms to monks and give food to perfect strangers. I couldn't imagine that a world like this existed. Far, far away from my teeny tiny town, I couldn't imagine that people were living like this since they were born. That was the first time I ever realized how big the world out there was. My life after that was followed by one unconventional choice after another. Choosing an unpopular major, going to an unfamiliar country to study, changing major, changing industry, changing job, dating a foreigner. All these seemingly small choices directed me further and further away from the mainstream that I know when I was little. Yet, contrary to what I would have thought when I was little, I am still fine today, I don't know whether I would be more content had I stayed within the mainstream. But I guess life would have been as much of a combination of joy and struggle as mine today. But the thing is, I've never regretted the path I took. Looking back at the mainstream that was presented to me when I was little, I believe that there is a much larger network of rivers out there. If I zoomed out a little bit at the map of rivers, I would realize that my mainstream was only a small branch of a much larger world. And my life has been a curious pursuit ever since. Over the years of living on my own, far away from my hometown, people's differences has been my best school to shape my independent opinion and guide my choices in the immense world unmapped by my upbringing. Little by little, I had become someone new. People's different approach towards life gave me reasons to believe that we can all thrive while we live, think, work, date, pray, marry, also differently. That's why I want to bring this podcast to you. Because I believe that the most magic revelation lies in places seemingly unmapped to us. I know that some of us out there, at least for me, will always be out looking for an unmapped path. Therefore, I am inviting you now to join me on the journey into the unmapped world. I want to start today's episode by talking about courage and fear, something that seems to be very important at this point of the time of all the quarantine and the crisis. I've always struggled with fear growing up. I'm afraid of darkness, ghosts, uncertainty, and many other things. Other people did not know about my fear. They see me as this courageous person who's always taking initiatives and spoken for herself. But what people don't know was, my life can be easily summarized into me painstakingly overcome one fear after another. Deeply, I knew that there are so many other times I did not overcome the fear and just let it slide. Sometimes they are important things that I deeply regretted missing out on. I feared speaking up in the meeting, so I told myself that my idea probably was not worth being heard. I feared to defend myself when my colleague was making insensitive comments on my work. I feared not having any readers, so I never even opened the WeChat blog that I wanted to write. I feared becoming an entrepreneur because I do not know if I could handle the failure. Courage is a myth to me. While I was struggling to overcome one fear at a time, I've always wondered, how come for some of us it just came so naturally? They had so much courage and confidence in them that they walk into the scariest situations as if they were just waking up and taking a breakfast. When I think about brave decisions, I think about Tintin. She's my best friend and roommate for nearly 2 years in France. She's like a sister to me and my closest family in this foreign land. One day, Tintin suddenly made the decision to leave France, a country she lived for 3 years, to go to Southeast Asia. All of her friends were in shock of this decision. But the decision was made. She liquidated her entire 3 years of life in France, giving away her entire wardrobe and most of her belongings. She took the strict minimum essentials and boarded the plane to leave France forever, with a vague plan of joining a programming bootcamp for 2 months and finding a job afterwards. I've always wondered how was that decision made. It was a risky decision and mostly an irrational one to me. Like me, she had just studied in France got a degree in France. It did not make sense to leave this country where her degree is highly recognized. It would be easier to find a job here in France. Would this experience be valuable one day if she wished to return to China or France? Knowing nobody in Malaysia, how would she find a job? I'm not saying that Southeast Asia is not a nice place. As a matter of fact, it's a place that I've always wanted to discover. But it's just so much unknown and so much at stake when it comes to abandoning everything and just moving there. I guess what confused me the most was the fact that Qingting really did not do any research on the country before making such a big decision. And it was clear to us, all of her friends, devastated by her departure, that she had no intention to convince us that it's a good choice at all. But it turned out to be a very nice choice. I know that she's happy making new friends. She's happy to discover a new horizon in her life. It seems to me now, after all, it was a really good decision. So, 4 months after her departure, she returned to France to attend her graduation ceremony. That's when I had a chance to sit her down and ask her about this mystery. So here is me, sitting in the floor of my bedroom in France with Tintin, almost still upset about having to say goodbye to her, seeking for my explanation.
When you left France, Everyone like me, Shruti, we were trying to understand why did you go, and we're trying to rationalize the decision. We're trying to analyze, so what happened to her mind, what was she thinking, what was her logic. But now you're just telling me there is no logic to
it. There is no logic. There is really no logic. There is just the moment you feel like you need to change, and
then
change.
But it's like a huge decision. How can you make such a decision with no logic?
No, it's what I told you. Like, you guys feel like it is a huge decision, but for people who move, you don't feel it's a huge decision. Like, okay, I met with people in South Asia, they got the same issue with me. They also quitted the place very quick, very fast, and moved to another place. And then they stay in there for 6 months or 1 year, and they quit again and move. And you know, this kind of move has been, normal for this person. It's just, you don't have logic. It's just the moment you feel like, possibly I need to change, then you change.
But you stayed in France for 3 years, you studied here, you lived here, you have a diploma from here, and it's like, this seems to be a place which is more difficult to leave than just a place where you have stayed for 6 months or 1 year in a temporary job.
You know, like, for me, it's like, why I need to buy something, I must buy immediately. It's the same. It's just, I feel like I need to move, I must move.
So you think it's impulsive?
Yeah, kind of. For me, it's just
And you think that is the right way to make a big decision,
I don't know. I'm not sure. Because, I mean, it depends on the person. One of my friends told me, Evelina told me, like, if all of us become more stupid, just a little bit more stupid, our life will become much easier. For us, it's just the way we are so irrational, and we think about really a lot, about every details, like, all the goals about the life. We just think about too much. But if we become a little bit stupid, life will become much easier. But we just don't want to become that kind of stupid.
It seems like that sometimes we should just get lost of all the calculation and analysis and just go out there and do it. I have always been a careful person. I attentively analyze the pros and cons. Want to make sure that every step I took was risk-free. Would this carefulness sometimes act as an enemy of my most ambitious goals? Would this carefulness snatch me of some of the most daring adventures? And as a matter of fact, is this carefulness serving me at all? When I think about courage and bravery, actually the first person that comes to my mind is my mom. My mom has this infectious personality that can initiate a conversation with any perfect stranger. I once joked that she can enter into a grocery store to buy something, but end up becoming friends with the store owner and coming out with two things for free. We struggled financially when I was little. Both my parents were earning modest salary as government servant. As an extra source of income for my family, my mom had to be very entrepreneurial. She was a college graduate in the 1990s in China. That was a degree that holds a much more value than it would today. But I remember that when I was little, my mom was a street seller for a while. Yes, my mom, a college graduate, got on the crowded trains to the wholesale market with her giant plastic bags, sourcing small gadgets to sell near the street. Hairpins, nail cutters, rubber bands. All this at the meantime of raising a child of 1 year old and having a full-time job in the government. She was only a street seller with a degree. I vaguely remember people talking about it with looks in their eyes. But it never occurred to me that she had ever feared. It was just so natural, it never felt like a big decision to make. Why did she do it? Did she ever fear? To be honest, I've never discussed this with my parents, but today I dialed her number to find out.
I was a kid.
不堪回首的经历。 My mom was really excited to know that I wanted to interview her. But after knowing the subject, she could not hide her surprise. She burst into laughter and cry. Shameful, shameful. How on earth do you choose to talk about this? She apparently didn't see this experience as a courageous exploration. Nor did she ever take pride in this brave act as I would have, had I been in her place. She never even used this story as a lesson, actually, to educate me to work harder when I was at school. So I proceeded to ask her, why did you decide to start the street selling business? She said, I did not have much choice. We were poor, we had no savings to invest in any serious business. I saw that it was easy to start and it can bring some cash, so I did it. It was not an answer that I've ever considered. She didn't mention any internal struggle, just cold realistic facts that pushed her into doing it. I was not willing to settle with such an answer. I proceeded to ask, Did you consider that what other people were thinking about you? A university graduate selling stuff on the street? Without any hesitation, she said, no, I was not ashamed. But no one was talking. At least I was not looking to listen. As long as I had money, none of these are important. After all, why would I be ashamed of anything I do anyhow? There are students coming from the best college in China and becoming a butcher. I did not think about these things. I only thought about how to sell things so you could have money to use. I cannot remember when was the last time I talked with my mom about her life when she was young. Sometimes I even forget that she have ever had one. I've always seemed to know her as this devoted mom who has all her hope and attention focused on me. She put me under all the spotlight that she ever had, to the extent that her existence seemed invisible. Now that I realize that I might not deserve all the spotlight that she generously casted on me. When she was in her 20s, she did extraordinary things. She went unbelievable distances so that she could provide to her child. That's bigger than any award that I've ever won, or any achievement that I've ever had so far. Getting back to the question of courage, of course you have noticed that our circumstances have changed a lot between the two generations. It was a much simpler age. My mom had one simple purpose, bringing money home. To her, starting a business means making ends meet. The only measurement of success was whether you come home with some cash to buy more warm clothes for your child or not. By then, my mom didn't know what was entrepreneurship. As a matter of fact, she might not know much more about this subject today. She could not care less about the glory around entrepreneurs. She did not have the luxury to think about reputation. She did not care about how this move will impact her upcoming career, how will it look on her resume. As a matter of fact, how important are these things? Our resume, our reputation, the glory. As we learned all these considerations, did we somehow lose the focus on the one and single most important purpose? Is there any connection between the way we want to control every aspect of our life and the way we fear doing something where we can potentially lose control? It seems ironic to me until this point that our very intention to do something perfectly often stops us from doing it in the first place. Like my mom said, I have to do things that are mine to do. Yeah, I have to do things that are mine to do. Aren't things supposed to be as simple as that? This is the end for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please drop me an email and say hi at unmappedpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear what do you think about this subject. I would love to hear your story about courage and fear. If you like this podcast, please share it with others or leave me a review wherever you are listening to it. It would be really helpful. In the next episode, I will continue exploring the subject of courage and fear before doing something new. Until next time, stay safe and take care.